Introduction.
I have been awarded the VSC honorary degree, very senior citizen, for which I am most grateful. Without such a degree, my education would have been greatly stunted.
A short story. Mystic. June 14, 2014. The in-between time. I feel that I should write something. I do not know who I should write it for, what I should write, or why I should write. It may be that I just don't want to go to bed yet. I am in a new place called Stone Ridge in Mystic, Connecticut.
Don't walk behind me. I may not lead. Don't walk in front of me. I may not follow. Just walk beside me and be my friend. Albert Camus.
A poem.
Dinner with my friend. When we first met, he was in his 90s. I in my 80s. Two old souls. His name is Coleman, a Yale man. Almost once a week, we meet for dinner. By the end of the entree, we conclude our discussion of current events. When dessert arrives, we are regaling each other with the humor of our youth-filled neighborhoods. His was the little town of Little Falls, New Jersey. His father, the town's doctor, had his office and surgery on the first floor of their house on Main Street. It was the 1920s, and of course that's the way things were in Little Falls. Also living with them was Victor, a gentle giant of a Saint Bernard, trained by his father to do his duty. Each morning Victor would amble down the sidewalk to the corner of the block and enter the town's bakery. The baker awaited with a bag of 6 steaming buns. Victor would wag his tail, take the bag from the baker's hand, clasp it in his mighty tooth-zippered jaw, and amble back to the doctor's office to claim his reward. A gentle tap on the massive head and his nostrils filled with warm scents. A simple time, before leash laws, creating memories rooted deep in Coleman's soul, which even Yale and more than 9 decades in the world could not erase, making dinner more memorable than dessert.
A poem. The mystery of friendship. Friends are a mystery. We make so many acquaintances, but so few friends. We call them friend. They call us friend. We like them, even love them. Their company is welcome, but there is a but. I know not what it is. But when one you sense can be a friend arrives, when you arrive, even with a table full with others, my soul lifts. I feel lighter, less lonely. The mystery is that you need not say a word, even if you sit in silence or do no more than nod in my direction. My soul lifts. Your gentleness lifts my soul. I seek your friendship and hope you hear my silent plea.
A poem.
Poison. The gloom of winter, short days and long nights, white, gray, black, soon fading into the early days of spring.
A poem.
Spray starch. Standing on the middle of my kitchen table, a tall, bright yellow can of Niagara spray starch, put there by me with the hope someone would see it and volunteer to iron my shirts. Instead, my friend sat for coffee without his hearing aid or reading glasses when I heard him shout a question. Viagra! In a spray can! No, you idiot! It's Niagara spray starch. What's it for? You spray it on your shirt to make your collar stiff. May I borrow it? No, it only stiffens collars. Do I need a prescription? No, not for spray starch. And the next time you come for coffee, bring your hearing aid and reading glasses.